Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We hear the lesson from Isaiah chapter 55. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and the nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. This text is a kind of a surprise. We might think that it's really talking about eating and about food and about drink. And it only uses that as the access point to get to something deeper. Day like today, we all know we need to drink some extra fluids, water. Many people around the world, grain, maybe rice or wheat, and water are the standard fare. There are many, many people who know every day what they're going to get up and eat, who don't have restaurants to go to where they're going to look at the menu and try to decide which of the delicacies would they like. They know pretty much. It's right out in back. And maybe they'll go and they'll get some rice ready and make some rice for supper tonight. That's the way it's going to be. Here at the very end of a whole section of good news, encouraging people to get ready to hear the good news of God, comes something that says the same thing that our Lord says in the first of his temptations. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. This text is another text just like that. It says if you want to know the real rich things, the real fat things, the real enjoyable things, your mind might go to certain kinds of foods. For me, that might be a filet mignon or a lobster or something like that. Those kind of get my juices flowing. For somebody else, it might be a pizza that's loaded. Who knows what? We might think of something that this is a real meal, or we might think of Thanksgiving Day when we have all the goodies laid out. But we know that those meals end, and we get hungry again. And this text says there's a lot of things that we put our mind into and our life into that quickly go away. No matter what we buy, there's some day when it'll probably break or get old. No matter what we put our efforts into, there'll be a day when somebody else will be doing it and we'll be out of the way. But in the midst of troubles, in the midst of yearning, in the midst of not having everything that we might want, what's the one thing needful? What's the thing that Mary was interested in? Well, Martha was busy with the meal, hearing news from God. We might think, well, you could do that anytime. You could pick up your Bible whenever you want. That's not just a kind of a throwaway extra. As we come to the conclusion here, to people who didn't have any way to buy this stuff, the prophet says, this is free. and this is better than the best meal you have ever had. When we were members over at St. Stephanus, I did an early communion training session. And part of that, we took 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and we prepared them for taking communion during Holy Week on Maundy Thursday, and we had 8 lessons that we went through to look at, first of all, creation, when we were in the presence of God, and then what life was like outside the creation in the fall and not being able to be in the presence of God, and then gradually the story about how the Lord provides in his body and blood a food for our soul. And I made the comment that going to Holy Communion is so much better that it would be like a state dinner in your honor at the White House was the drive-thru at McDonald's. No honor, no honor on this earth is as great as to be welcomed to the banquet that our Lord gives us. No honor, no food, no purchase is as wonderful as this freely given gift. Come, hear about an eternal covenant that God himself made with David. You and your family are mine forever. These words are spoken in a time when they weren't even in the land anymore, and they were down and discouraged, and pretty much every time they heard good news, they shut their ears to it and said, no, things will never change. It is so easy to get wrapped up in the things that are wrong that we forget about the floor that we stand on, that which is right forever and ever. For the descendant of David, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came here to put us on solid ground, to give us something freely, to give us a covenant, to give us a relationship with the Almighty God that can help each one of us to know when we stand in his presence, we need not fear. When we're out in the world, out and about doing our own thing, we might not think of ourselves as sinners. We might just think we're doing our own thing and trying to be the best people we can. But we come here, we reflect on those with whom we do not get along, those whom we've written off, those whom we don't care about, those who we would put in the category of our own version of untouchables. Leave them alone, don't bother with them. And it might make us wonder as we sit in his presence to be fed with his body and blood. Are we worthy for this meal? Have we done enough to be worthy to come up here? And the answer is no. Absolutely not. No one's worthy. No one, as we say in our confession, can get rid of the brokenness that's in our hearts toward God and toward each other and even toward ourselves. That's why this free gift is such a good deal. This covenant that lasts forever. I will be your God. You are going to be mine forever and ever and ever. It's what I preached this week at Mike Smilin's funeral. All of the wonderful things that Mike did and the joy that he brought to others stays here. What goes with him into the grave, you know, they say you can't take it with you. Well, there's one thing you can take with you. The relationship with God that he gives in holy baptism and that he strengthens through word and sacrament. The relationship with God we take along. And that relationship is what we will have when we come before him and we're put together again as he intends it in this great mystery. And we can say, you're my Savior, you're my Lord. And that can spill over into our daily lives now. That we look each day and say, how can we be those people in Christ who get to love other people and yearn that they will be here in eternity as well? How can we make it our business to find ways to share that good news in the common, ordinary events of life, for we are all people who are in that ministry together? Listen, you who are thirsty, you're not just thirsty for water. You're not just thirsty even for the greatest milk or the best wine. Your soul is thirsty. And that's what the Lord says, I'm giving you. I'm giving you that which touches the center of your being. No matter what else is going on round about, good or bad, I touch you and I let you know I've made you mine forever. It's such good news. Other people are going to want to hear it as well. Peoples who don't even know you are going to come and say, tell me that story. Tell me that story again. And I know there are people who will say, I'm not interested in that story. But there are many also who are, who need to hear that, who need to know, no matter what goes on this earth, we are at peace with Him through Christ. And thus, it says once again, come everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. And what's the rich food? Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation you do not know, and the nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. He has glorified us as well. He has wrapped us not just in some nice wrapping paper. He has wrapped us in the glory of eternity, in the glory of forgiveness, in the glory of life everlasting. And he calls us gently to bump into others and wrap them as well, that peace may reign in hearts one at a time on this planet that He created, in spite of all the aches that are there, until the time comes when He restores us to everything He made us to be. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.